We have here Jarsem Galking. Welcome. You are a Gildin Sami rapper, rap artist, and then we have your no, tämä on mun vältettimi niin tulkka englanniksi.
Translator.
Translator.
Not just translator, but also.
But I'm helping now as a translator.
Mm. Okay, yes.
Привет всем. Здравствуйте, друзья.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Natalia is your name, yes. And you have both been here now for how many days in Inari?
From 21st of May, from Monday. It was Monday, yeah.
Okay. And you have participated to the conference of Sami Culture
we
Heritage.
We also participated the seminar called How to Protect Dorji on Tuesday. And then 2 days of this seminar about culture.
Okay. How has it been?
Она спросила, с какого дня мы здесь. Mm. Я рассказала, что мы были на семинаре «Как защитить доджи» и на культурном вот этом мероприятии. Как нам это понравилось?
Супер. Все круто.
Super. All is cool.
Yeah. Have you met many, maybe, I don't know, new people a lot or friends you already knew? Because it's a lot of people from all over Sapmi here right now.
Она спрашивает, встретили ли мы здесь много знакомых и вообще новых людей, может быть, старых друзей? Mm.
Ну да, познакомился как бы с людьми, с ребятами, с рэперами, с Айлу Вайли, Амок. Вот. Ну, оказывается, мы уже были знакомы заочно.
He said that he met a lot of new people and new cool guys, Amok and Айлу Вайли. And he said that there are a lot of people here also.
И, ну, и старых знакомых повстречал тоже.
And all friends too.
Круто.
Have you listened to Айлу Вайли or Амок music before? You knew their music already when you came here?
Ты слышал раньше музыку Амок и Айлу Вайли?
Да, слышал.
Yeah.
Well,
и много кого еще.
And many other rappers or musicians.
Yeah. Well, we've also listened to your music here. I don't know how and when, if Aslak remembers, we got one of your songs and we played it on our program. But it's maybe a couple of years ago since we got it. I don't remember exactly, but...
No, but I can find the date when we have put it into the archives. But it was around some time, one and a half years ago.
How long have you been doing rap music or music in general?
Они сказали, что год-полтора назад они твою песню крутили здесь на радио, и она спросила, как долго ты занимаешься рэпом?
Да, на самом деле, очень долго. Ну, я не то, что прям занимаюсь. Ну, так, иногда рэпую, там, не знаю, на улице где-то, ну, на квартире, там, у друзей, у знакомых. Ну, вообще давно, да, может, с 2000 года, с 2000, может, 7-го какого-то.
He started doing rap from 2007, but he it isn't his everyday work. It's just like when he got this inspiration or something like this, he's sometimes doing rap in on the street or on somebody's flat. So that.
We have heard your rap in Sami language, but do you also rap in other languages?
Не слышали, что у тебя рэп на самском. Есть ли рэп еще на каких-то других языках?
На русском. Много треков на русском.
Many tracks in Russian.
Я сначала начал писать на русском, на самском вот только второй где-то год я вот начал.
First he started to do rap in Russian and maybe 2 years ago he started to do rap in Sami language.
В общем, я написал один трек, но первый трек вот на самском. Он попозже прозвучит.
The first track he wrote in Sami language, it not was this. It will he will rap it later.
Вот, и как-то сидел, думаю, блин, мне нужны еще треки. Вот, и что-то у меня возникли сложности с переводом. И я, короче, взял мамину книжку со стихами, давай листать. О, точно. Нашел инструментал, нашел нужный стих, и просто это, ну, мамин стих, короче.
So after this first song in Sami language, he was sitting at his flat and got an idea that I need some more tracks in Sami language. He had some problems with translation it to Sami language, but then he decided to took his mother's book. It was book of poems. Then he found a poem, got an instrumental part, and here we go.
is it very difficult to rap in Kiltin Same?
Насколько сложно делать рэп на самском языке? На кильдинском самском языке?
Ну, может быть, чуть-чуть. Вот, ну, для меня чуть-чуть сложнее, чем на русском, потому что как бы я в совершенстве самским все-таки не владею, как русским. Ну, и там очень много согласных, такой язык как бы у нас интересный. Ну, чуть-чуть сложнее.
He said that it's a little bit more complicated than to do it in Russian language, because he doesn't speak it like a native speaker, and the Sami language has a lot of consonants to put in together, and it's a little bit more complicated than Russian.
But it sounded good.
Звучало отлично.
So how did you learn Sami language?
Как ты выучил самский язык?
Ну, я до сих пор учу.
He's still learning.
Like we all.
Как мы все.
Munhan häälentän ja semen polsuvin tekkär kiltin saami kurssa taas valpora päivä. So me and Semen Bolso, we were comparing the Kiltin Sami and Northern Sami. It is quite the similar, but still very different. Some words are very similar.
Он говорит, что в сравнении с кильдинским, в сравнении с северо-самским, они очень похожи, но чуть-чуть различаются.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but still, when you're rapping, I have to listen very carefully.
Ну, до сих пор, когда ты читаешь рэп, ему нужно очень прям четко прислушиваться, чтобы разобрать слова.
Yeah. I agree. I speak Inari Sami, and every time I understand a little bit, I'm like, yes.
Она говорит на инари самском, и каждый раз, как она понимает что-то из другого самского, она такая, да.
Are there many musicians in Kiltin Sami language, and how is it like more traditional music, or is there like every kind of rock, hip-hop, jazz, whatever?
Много ли еще людей исполняет музыку на кильдинском самском, и что это за музыка? Это рэп, хип-хоп, рок или больше классические самские левды, луфты на кильдинском
талуфте? Ну, наверное, на самом деле немало народу, но по большей части, наверное, все-таки йойки, вот. Вообще у меня, ну, мама, как бы, поет, ну, Эльвира Галкина, у нее есть пару альбомов на самском, но у нее, как бы, ну, не рэп, конечно, там, ну, обычная музыка, как. Ну, попсой, конечно, я как бы не хочу это называть. Ну,
но это
просто
не луфты.
Музыка. Но нет, не луфты. Современная музыка, скажем так.
So, there are some people who doing some music in Kiltin Sami, and he said, for example, his mother, Эльвира Галкина, she has two albums. It's not like a classic luft or classic songs. Most part it's yoiks, but also there are some kind of modern music, like pop music, something like this. But not rap.
You're the only one.
Yes.
How many speakers there are in Kiltin Sami?
Сколько людей говорит на кильдинском самском?
Не знаю.
He doesn't know.
Okay. Hundreds, thousands, tens?
Wikipedia said that it's 300, if I'm not mistaken, more, 500. But I'm not sure. I don't know.
About the same as Inari Sami and Skold Sami, I guess.
If we take Skold Sami and Russian part, there is only one native speaker left, okay. The last one.
Yeah.
So on the Russian side of Sapmi, I think people don't speak Skold Sami, only in Finland.
Yeah. How about the Kiltin Sami area? Is it how? I'm not sure how does it go. Where? Is there some cities or places?
Well, do you remember the map of Kola Peninsula?
I'm trying to.
So it's like a big finger.
Yes.
And the heart is Murmansk.
Yeah.
And it's right. On the right side, it's Lavozero district, and this is the place of killed in Sami people.
Okay, have you, Aslak, been in Lovasaro?
Yes, I met Jarsim there last spring.
You're old friends, of course. You have same kind of hats too.
Yeah, I know. And I've been to Murmansk too.
Me too.
Oh, okay, so you've been there, but you haven't been all the way to Lovasaro.
No, I didn't go that far yet. Natalia, you are from Murmansk, right?
Yeah, I was born there and I'm living there.
Are you also killed in Sami?
No, I'm Skold Sami.
Okay.
So how is your Skold Sami doing?
Well, it's really hard to learn Skold Sami in Russia. I tried to do it in 2012, if I'm not mistaken. I was trying to learn it in Ivalo, in Soksak. But the problems was that I don't speak Finnish. And Tina Sanila Aiko, she was my teacher. She translated everything to English, and I had to translate it in my head to Russian, and all the materials like grammatic book, dictionaries, textbooks, they were in Sami and Finnish. Mm. So it was really, really hard. And during the process of studying Skold Sami, I also was studying in my university in Murmansk. So I got like not a year off, but I was studying simultaneously at two places. And of course, I needed to do my exams and something like this and go back to Murmansk to pass my exams. And I got some problems with visa and many things. So I studied only 3 months.
Okay. Are you planning to maybe continue someday?
I really want to continue, but I need to move to Finland again.
Yes.
Because it's impossible to learn it in Russia.
Yeah.
It's so bad place. Finland isn't so bad place.
It's welcome. We will take
so
you here.
It's so quiet. I know. I have been living in Ivalo.
What is your artist name?
Jari.
How do you say that?
Jari.
Difficult for me, but not so difficult for you.
Well, now that we started to talk about the language, then it would be nice to have a little course of Gildin Sami. And first we could learn what is thank you.
Было бы очень здорово устроить небольшой урок по кельдинскому самскому. Первое слово, как будет спасибо?
Кейту. По кельдинскому?
По кельдинскому.
Паспе. По кельдинскому будет паспе.
In Kildin language it's паспе.
Паспе. Can you pronounce it?
What's паспе? I didn't hear because...
Thank you.
Паспе.
Паспе.
Yeah.
Пожалуйста, тирвсе.
You're welcome. It's not you're welcome. Please. Тирса.
Тирса.
Actually, it's called Sami also.
You say Тирса.
Тирса – это на здоровье.
No.
That's
it's
Russian.
It's like for your health.
Не знаю, мы так говорим.
Okay.
It's similar for Finnish.
Терве.
Something like this. Yeah.
Терве.
Yeah. I thought it meant keep peace.
So what is keep? Is there a word for like
for
cheers?
Your health?
Cheers or for whatever you say when you.
I think it's the same.
For the doomsday.
Doomsday. For the health.
For the health of the language.
Yeah, because we can say for your health when you are eating, for example, and you can say for your health, tirsa, and also when you drink, it's also for your health. So tirsa again.
Everything is good for health. Everything that it's fun.
Yeah.
So what would be like hello?
Как бы привет?
Тирф.
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 Okay. Тирф. Good. Aslak learned it already also?
Yeah, it's almost like in Skold Sami.
Yeah, it's the same.
Mm. Yeah. And then bye-bye.
Пока.
Пока-пока.
You don't say goodbye, thank you.
You don't say goodbye.
That's more like it.
Yeah. Do you say something when you leave? Like we say mona tiervan, like go.
Yeah. And the same for us. And I think it's the same in Kildin. It's maybe pronounced a little bit in different way, but it's like mona tiervan.
Yeah. Then next word is sugar?
Sahar.
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 I know in Skold Sami, sahar will be sahar. And sugar will be sahar.
And what is shock?
Shock?
When you're shocked. Shock.
Что мы говорим, когда мы в шоке? Wow.
So Sohkar Shohkar, our program would be
Sahrwa.
Wow. Sounds good.
Much better.
Я сказал, что я говорю, когда я в шоке, но я просто не хочу ругаться.
No, rude words.
I heard something that I didn't hear. I'm confused.
How have people reacted for your music? Like your own people, the Kiltin Sami people, have like, what are the reactions? Are the kids now like wanting to rap also? And what about the older people? Have they been like very happy about it, or has there been like something like, now this is something you can't do?
Как люди реагируют на твое творчество, на то, что ты делаешь рэп на кельдинском? Она имеет в виду люди, которые сами кельдинские самые.
Которые понимают.
Да, там, например, дети теперь тоже хотят стать рэперами. Что-нибудь такое есть, а может быть, более старшее поколение, они реагируют так, типа, ну что ты там напридумывал?
Да, я что-то как-то, я не знаю, даже не обращал толком внимания, это, если честно. Ну, молодежь, ну как бы они, большинство, ну, говорят, что, о, прикольно, но ничего не понятно.
He said he never noticed anything. He didn't pay attention for it. But youth, they said, oh, that's cool, but I couldn't understand anything.
Well, that's a good start. At least they think it's cool.
Yeah,
that's how it starts.
Взрослые, я не знаю. Ну, я не знаю, что они говорят за спиной, как бы, а так, ну, говорят, что, ну, круто, нравится.
He doesn't know what people... tell about him.
Mm. How about your mother? She has also made CDs. Has she said something?
Что насчет твоей мамы? Она что-нибудь сказала? Она ведь тоже музыкант.
Ну вообще, она как бы еще давно, ну как бы говорила мне, делай рэп на самском. Еще когда вот я только-только вообще начинал рэповать, но я как-то все, ну, забивал на это.
Many years ago, she told him do a summer rap, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Вот. Didn't, да, yeah. Так, ну круто реагирует, хорошо.
But she's happy and she's glad that he's doing it.
Has she started to rap already?
she no.
Okay. What about the future? Let's talk. Maybe first the near future. Do you have some concerts this summer? Is there some opportunities to see your concerts?
Если говорить про будущее, что будет впереди? Mm-hmm. Будут ли у тебя какие-нибудь концерты?
Я сейчас работаю над альбомом. Вот, мы записываем альбом. Вот, и концерты. Ну, вот точно вот знаю, что я еду на Риду. Этим летом. А так остальное пока, ну, неизвестно точно. Но вот стопудово на Риду буду.
Now he's working with his first album. He's recording it. And 100% that he will be on the Riду Riду Festival.
Mm.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
Yeah, wow.
that's a big deal. That's very great.
Yeah. Riду is great.
Have you been there before?
Yeah. Oh. 2010 and 2012.
He's speaking English.
Yes, so what are you doing here? So twice you have, mm-hmm, been there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. That's good to hear. What about in the future, if you think about like in longer terms? Obviously now you are making your first CD, but what about, what is your dream?
Если говорить про далекое-далекое будущее, сейчас ты, например, записываешь первый CD, а какая у тебя цель? Есть у тебя какая-нибудь мечта?
Интересный вопрос.
Interesting question.
just a little question.
Всего лишь маленький вопросик.
Не знаю, с Эминемом фитануть.
He wants to make rap with Eminem.
Good.
Good dream.
Yes.
Нет, ну вообще, если в ближайшее время, я бы вот хотел бы с Айло Вайли записать фит со Слинг Рейзом, вот хотел бы пофитовать тоже.
He wants to make some feats.
Mm.
Is it the word in English? Yeah, feat?
Yeah.
The feats with
Slink Race.
Yeah, and Isle of Valley and Slink Race.
Mm-hmm.
А так, чтобы прям какое-то Ну, не знаю, как-то прям нету вот какой-то прям цели определенной. Это может плохо. Of course.
He doesn't have any concrete for future, but
посмотрим, как это все пойдет.
Let's see. Yes. How will it go? Mm.